This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad and his family and his companions and his followers until the Day of Judgment. My dear brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us again to a new episode of The Magnificent Seven. And today, we'll talk about the third category, which mentioned in the Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, and narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, seven are whom Allah would put them in His shade in the Day of Judgment. A just ruler, a youth who grow up with the worship of Allah, a person whose heart is attached to the masjids, two persons who love and meet each other and depart from each other for the sake of Allah, a man whom an extremely beautiful woman seduces him. He rejects her offer by saying, I fear Allah. And a person who gives in charity and conceal it to the extent that his left hand will not know what is his hand, right hand is giving. And a person who remembers Allah in solitude and his eyes well up. Today, we'll talk about the third category. A person whose heart is attached to the masjid. وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. The hadith saying a man whose heart attached to the masjid. But it's not necessarily a man is the only one his heart will be attached to the masjid. This can apply to women as well. But generally speaking, men are the one who goes to the masajid so often. Because Salat al-Jama'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have ordered the Muslim to pray in jama'ah and congregation, and this order goes directly to men. Go directly to men, not to women. Also, the Jumu'ah prayer, it's related to men. It's a direct order to men, not to women, not to females. But also they can go to the congregation prayer. They can go to the Jumu'ah prayer. But generally speaking, men are the one who are attached to the masajid more. Anyway, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person whose heart attached to the masjid will be among those people who will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment. The masajid are the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith reported by Abi Nu'aym, al-masjidu baytu kulli mu'min. Al-masjid is the house of every believer, is the house of every believer. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, or called it, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this earth. And the greatest house is the greatest mosque in the earth, which is the Masjid al-Haram, the Masjid of al-Kaaba in Mecca, which built by Ibrahim alayhi salam. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prays such people in Quran. Those who are attached to the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. In houses which Allah has ordered to be raised to be built in these houses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His name will be remembered, will be pronounced. Then He will be, and also He therein glorifying Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. People will glorify Allah in the morning, in the evening, all the time in these masajids. And raising His name by adhan, glorifying Him in the salat, because the Muslim will establish, perform the salat and call the adhan 5 times a day, so it will cover the day and the night, the 24 hours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those people, those men, whom neither trade nor sell, will prevent them from remembering Allah. Prevent them from remembering Allah with hearts and tongue, nor from performing salat, nor from giving the zakat. They fear the day of judgment. In this description, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the real men, the good one, are the one who are their trade, their business, their selling, will not prevent them from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some scholars said, what's the difference between trade and sell? Trade and sell, sell, it's one part of trade, because trade can be done by buying or selling. By buying or selling. Al-ulama said, when you sell, your profit is guaranteed. But when you buy, you don't know if you will be able to sell it in future or not. Yani some people buy some goods, but they don't know if they will be able to sell it in future. So you're not sure about the profit. But when the opportunity comes, and now somebody willing to buy from you, and you're ready to sell your goods, this time, every businessman knows that this is the time, just this is the time to make your money back, or to get your money back. Even in such situation, this is, will not prevent you or will not take you away from the masjid. Because your heart attached to the masajid, to the prayer, more than the dunya. More than the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that masajid is the most beloved places on earth to Him. And souks and mall are the most hated one. And this hadith reported by Al-Imam Muslim. Also, the Prophet ﷺ said, the best places on this earth are the masajid. The best places on this earth are the masajid. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever will build a masjid for the sake of Allah, Allah will build for him a house in paradise. In one narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, even if this masjid as small as mifhas qata, the nest of a small bird. You might ask, who will build a such a small masjid like that? Some scholars said this is a metaphor, a kind of metaphor or a figurative speech, which it means a small masjid. But other scholars said, no, even if the money you participate or you paid to build the masjid, you put into the masjid to be built, will be able only to purchase or to build as the size of a nest of a bird, Allah will reward you with a house in paradise. So it doesn't matter if you build the whole entire masjid by yourself, or you have a share in it, or you have a share in it. So that shows you that these masajid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's honorable places. It's such pure places. So how can your heart be attached to the masjid? How can you know if you're among those people or not? First, the person whose heart attached the masjid, it means he loves the masajid, he loves to build masjids. Whenever he heard about masjid need to be built, need to be rebuilt, he will immediately support them financially or by participating in rebuilding the masjid, helping them in building the masjid. This is something he will always care about. One of the great scholars, he's a Maliki scholar, and used to live in Andalusia in Spain. His name is Kurz ibn Wabra. They said whenever he will go any town, he will build a masjid. So any town he entered or he lived in it for a while, he will build a masjid in this town. Building masjid is such great thing. As you heard, the Prophet ﷺ said, the person who build a masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build for him in return a house in the paradise, in paradise. Also, the person whose heart attached to the masjid always care about the masjid in a sense that he care to go there to perform the prayer. He will not pray at home or in his office or in his place. He always loved to go to the masjid to perform the salat in the masjid. Such person, his heart attached to the masjid. He likes to go to the masjid to pray, to remember Allah, to make dua. That's the attitude of the person who's his heart attached to the masjid. He likes to walk to the masajid to perform the prayer in congregation with his Muslim brothers. You know, one of the signs of the Day of Judgment, the Prophet ﷺ said, one of the signs of the Day of Judgment, that the person will pass by the masjid, and he will enter the masjid, and he will not pray in the masjid. SubhanAllah, I saw that when I moved to America. I saw so many people come to the masjid sometimes for meetings. And they have a meeting inside the masjid, like administration, and they walk out the masjid without even praying in the masjid. And I always remember this hadith. Whenever I see that, I remember the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ when he said people will walk into the masjid just to look at the masjid, how beautiful it is, or for some business to do, but they will not pray in the masjid. They will not care about praying even the two rak'ahs in the masjid. And Nabi ﷺ also said that in the end of the days, people will gather in the masjid, but will not gather for the sake of Allah. They will gather for dunya. They will come to the masjid for some worldly matter to achieve or to gain. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those people will be gathered in circles. If you see them, don't join them. Don't join them and don't bother yourself with them. This had been reported by At-Tabarani. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, whenever you walk to the masjid, whenever you go to the masjid in the daytime or the nighttime, every time to go to the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you an easy path, an access to Jannah, an access to Jannah. See how the Prophet ﷺ was described in his last days by Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha. That Ubaidillah asked Aisha radiallahu anha, would you tell me about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam's last days, how he used to do? She said, radiallahu anha wa ardaha, he will be so sick, and he will ask for them to bring ask his companions to bring for him a cold water. They will bring 7 cold containers full of water, and they will bring it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, so he can wash himself with it, so he can go to the masjid. And after he woke up, and he would be able to go, he will walk, then he will faint. Then after he woke up, he said, did the Muslim pray? They said, not yet. So he ordered for them to bring another water, to wash himself with it, to be fresh and be able to go to the masjid. Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha said, I saw him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, walking to the masjid, putting his two hands around on the shoulders of two of his companions, and he's dragging his feet. In a such situation, so sick, but he still want to join the congregation, want to pray in jama'ah. We'll break here, and I will see you, inshallah, soon after the break.
Kids quiz. Do you have kids? Do you want your kids to enjoy their time? Do you want them to benefit from their time? Would you like to increase their knowledge in Islam and general culture?
Honesty, Brother Frisco.
Yes!
Whoa! How should you choose a friend?
And they should have lots and lots of toys! Yes!
A show consists of challenges, questions. Oh, no, no. The two teams with the most points at the end of the show, they win the lovely golden medal. Or, if you come in second place, of course, you win a lovely silver medal. The winning team overall gets a lovely golden medal.
I'm very excited that I did it. I didn't believe that I could do it.
Do you like to teach them the Islamic values? Would you like to get to know our puppet Frisco?
It's a good day today.
Join our program, Kids Quiz, to have more knowledge and fun.
My dear brothers and sisters, welcome back. We're still talking about the person whose heart attached to the masjid. We just heard that the person whose heart attached to the masjid, the person who will love to pray in congregation in the masjid. He will not miss the prayer for any reason. He will always try to be there in the masjid to join the salat in congregation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wouldn't leave the prayer in congregation even if he's sick, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. To the extent the Prophet ﷺ companions said, we have seen some of us so sick that he cannot stand up in the line unless he would put his two hands on the shoulder of the people next to him from the right side and the left side, holding the shoulders while he's standing, because he doesn't want to miss the salat in congregation. These hearts are attached to the masjid. It's not like some of us, for reason or not, he will not be there in the masjid. Even if there is no excuse, he will feel lazy, he want to watch TV, he's playing a game, he's chatting, talking with somebody, and he will not, he will not care about the masjid or praying in the masjid. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three, Allah promised to protect them. One of them is the one who left his house toward the masjid to pray in congregation. Somebody leaves his house to pray in the masjid, he is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, whoever will perform wudu in his house, then he will go to the masjid to pray the obligatory prayer, as-salatul maktuba, he will be giving the reward of somebody who performed hajj. And if somebody performed wudu and he went to the masjid to pray a volunteer prayer like Taraweeh or Dhuha, that person, the Prophet ﷺ said, he will be giving the ajr of a person who performed Umrah, And this hadith, narrated by Abi Umama radiallahu anhu and reported by Abi Dawood, and it's authentic hadith. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person who pray in congregation, his prayer will be multiplied 25 times. 25 times. Or it's equal to 25 prayer at home or in your office or in your suits. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said also, if you prefer wudu and you go to the masjid just to pray in the masjid, no other reason for you to go to the masjid just to perform the prayer in congregation. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for each step you will walk, Allah will raise you one station or one degree, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will erase one of your sins. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, until he will enter the masjid with no sins, And when he prays, and after he finishes his prayer, and he sits in his place, the angels will be saying, oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, put your mercy on him. Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, accept his repentance. Guide him to repent until he will break his wudu or he will leave his place. And this hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim. Ata ibn Sa'ib said, I entered the masjid and I saw Abdurrahman al-Sulami, one of the great imam among the tabi'een, dying in the masjid. He's in his last moments of his life. We told him, you are suffering and you are about to die. Can we carry you to your home so you die at your home in your bed with your family? He said, no. Haven't you heard the Prophet's hadith when he said, the angels will say to the person who is sitting in his place after he finishes a prayer. Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, put your mercy on him. I want to receive that ajr. And he died, rahimahullah ta'ala, while he is in the masjid after he finished his prayer. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, radiallahu anhu wa rahimah, one of the great imams among the tabi'een also, said, 50 years, I never missed jama'ah. I never missed the prayer in congregation. That's why he said, I don't remember a single time the adhan was called and I'm not ready for the salat. I don't have my wudu, or I'm not ready to go to the masjid. As a matter of fact, he said, for 40 years, I don't remember that I ever missed the first takbirah in the masjid. Al-Harith ibn Hassan, one of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, he got married. So he was seen in the Fajr, in the masjid, coming to the masjid. So the people like telling him, you just got married last night. You're coming to the Fajr prayer? He said, why not? Do you think marriage will prevent me from coming to the masjid? If a woman will prevent me, stop me from going to the masjid to pray, she's not a good woman. She's not a good wife. My brothers and sisters, Abdul Rahman al-Sulami used to be carried while he's sick to the masjid just to pray in the masjid. He said once, one of the scholars, his name al-Shirazi, Abu Abdullah Muhammad al-Shirazi, he said once to his friends, if one day you didn't see me in the masjid, you have to know I'm in the cemetery. You know what he means by that? Yani I'm dead already. The only thing will prevent me from coming to the masjid, death. Sa'id ibn Musayyib once was told, there is somebody is out there trying to attack you or to kill you. So don't go to the masjid. He said, how come? I hear, hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-salah, come to prayer, come to success, and stay home. Ibn Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever will hear the muadhin calling for adhan, I will not respond to the adhan, his salat will not be accepted unless he has an excuse. The person whose heart attached to the masjid, my brothers and sisters, a person who also liked to go to the masjid early, not like some people said, when is the iqamah? Yani he come just right at the iqamah time. He doesn't try to come early to the masjid. Now if your heart attached to the masjid, you love to go there early as much as you can. إِذَا سَمِعْتَ النِّدَاءَ فَأَجِبْ The Prophet ﷺ said, when you hear the adhan, respond. So you go early in the time. Al-A'mash, he was 70 years old. And he said, I never ever missed Takbiratul Ihram. Takbiratul Ihram. Ibrahim al-Taymi, one of the great tabi'een, also said, if you know someone who doesn't care about Takbiratul Ihram, the first Takbirah, who doesn't care about it, he doesn't see any problem with missing it, he said, اغسل يدك منه. He said, don't care about him. يعني don't care much, don't expect much from such person, Mujahid ibn Jabr, the great imam among the tabi'een, said, I heard a man from the people who witnessed the battle of Badr, telling his son, did you come to the prayer today? He said, yes, I came to the prayer. He said, did you, you were able to make it before the first takbirah? He said, no, I came after the first takbirah. He said, what you were busy with? He said, I was selling something. He said, wallahi, if you were able to gain wealth as much as the weight of the service, and he gained gold as much as the weight of this earth, it's not equal to the good that you miss or the reward that you miss by missing takbiratul ihram, the first takbirah. This is a heart which is attached to the masjid. If your heart attached to the masjid also, you will be among those people who stay in the masjid waiting for the next salat. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever stay in the masjid waiting for the next salat, he said, he will live in good, عاش بخير, and he will die in good, and he will come in the day of judgment as if he's a newborn, has no sin. Only by staying in the masjid waiting from one salat to another. But don't think that means that you don't go to your job, that you don't spend time with your family. It means that sometimes you do that, like between Maghrib and Isha, or maybe that in the weekend you do this sometimes. A person, his heart attached to the masjid, will love to stay in the masjid, will love to stay in the masjid. Not like some people, whenever the salah is finished, he just rush out the masjid. He can't wait until the sheikh said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Then he's among the first people to leave and to exit as if he's in a jail. Nasallah al-afiyah. The person whose heart attached to the masjid, they love to stay in the masjid, to make i'tikaf in the masjid. You know, Abdullah ibn Zubair used to be called the pigeon of the masjid. Yeah, and he's always in the masjid like the pigeon, stay in the masjid. Al-Rabi' ibn Khuthaym, also one of the great tabi'een, one of the students of Ibn Mas'ud, he said, I swear by Allah, the voice I hear from the birds of the masjid, or the masjid's birds, more beloved to me than my wife's voice. But this not because he doesn't like his wife, or his wife's voice is bad or terrible. No, he loves his wife. He cares about his wife. But he loves the masjid more. He loves to stay in the masjid more than anything else. This is the most beloved thing to him. My brothers and sisters, Hammad ibn Salama died in the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended his life in the masjid. And he said, one of the great imam, his name Abu Ishaq al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he said, once I missed the prayer in the masjid. He said, not much people or nobody came to ask or to tell me, sorry that I feel sorry that you missed the salat in the masjid, or you missed the congregation prayer today. He said, but if my son died, 100 or 1,000 people maybe come to my house, said, we're sorry that you lost your son. And he said, wallahi, missing a salat, a prayer in the masjid, is worse than losing one of my children. There is an old man in Ta'if. In these recent days, he loves to pray Isha in Mecca. He always traveled from Ta'if to Mecca to pray Isha. Every day. He became sick. He became sick. And the doctor said, you cannot travel. Anyway, he stopped. He was hospitalized for a while. And every day he said, please let me go to the masjid. Please let me go to Mecca. Anyway, one day, the doctor allowed him to do that. He told his son, we are going to pray in Mecca. They said, father, there is no time. He said, I don't care. We will pray, inshallah, Maghrib in Mecca. Anyway, he said, we travel all the way to Mecca. And when we reach Mecca, the prayer finished. My father led the prayer, his son saying. While he's reading, وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, until he reached, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Allah did not leave you away. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not leave, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't leave for any reason because he hates you or he doesn't care about you. No, the next verse said, and Allah will give you until you will please. When he read this verse, he started crying. Then he made rukur, he made sujood, and he died in the spot. His heart attached the masjid. He missed the masjid and he died in the masjid. If your heart attached to the masjid, you always like to keep the masjid clean. You will keep the masjid quiet place. You will not raise your voice in the masjid. You will care about the benefit of the masjid more than yourself. You will care about the stability of the masjid more than anything else. If you care about the masjid, you will respect the masjid. You will make your masjid a place where the da'wah will be spread around your neighbors. If you care and your heart attached to the masjid, you will always support the masjid financially and you will support the masjid with your activity, being there, being an active member in your community. When the community surround around the masjid and the masjid became the central of the interest of the community, it means that this community, those individuals, their heart attached to the masjid. So are we among those people? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those people whose hearts attached to the masjid. And with this, I'll leave you and I will see you, inshallah, soon in the next episode.
Do you have kids? Do you want your kids to enjoy their time? Do you want them to benefit from their time? Would you like to increase their knowledge in Islam and general culture?
Honesty, Brother Frisco.
Yes!
Whoa! How should you choose a friend?
And they should have lots and lots of toys! Yes!
A show consists of challenges, questions.
Oh, no.
The two teams with the most points at the end of the show that win the lovely golden medal. Or, if you come in second place, of course, you win a lovely silver medal. The winning team overall gets a lovely golden medal.
I'm very excited that I did it. I didn't believe that I could do it.
Do you like to teach them the Islamic values? Would you like to get to know our puppet Frisco?
It's a good day today.
Join our program, Kids Quiz, to have more knowledge and fun.
My dear brothers and sisters, welcome back. We're still talking about the person whose heart attached to the masjid. We just heard that the person whose heart attached to the masjid, the person who will love to pray in congregation in the masjid. He will not miss the prayer for any reason. He will always try to be there in the masjid to join the salat in congregation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wouldn't leave the prayer in congregation even if he's sick sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. To the extent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam companions said, we have seen some of us so sick that he cannot stand up in the line unless he would put his two hands on the shoulder of the people next to him from the right side and the left side, holding the shoulders while he's standing, because he doesn't want to miss the salat in congregation. These hearts are attached to the masjid. It's not like some of us, for reason or not, he will not be there in the masjid. Even if there is no excuse, he will feel lazy, he want to watch TV, he's playing a game, he's chatting, talking with somebody, and he will not care about the masjid or praying in the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, three, Allah promised to protect them. One of them is the one who left his house toward the masjid to pray in congregation. Somebody leaves his house to pray in the masjid, he is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, whoever will perform wudu in his house, then he will go to the masjid to pray the obligatory prayer, as-salatul maktuba, he will be giving the reward of somebody who performed hajj. And if somebody performed wudu and he went to the masjid to pray a volunteer prayer, like taraweeh or duha, that person, the Prophet ﷺ said, he will be giving the ajr of a person who performed umrah, And this hadith, narrated by Abi Umama radiallahu anhu and reported by Abi Dawood, and it's authentic hadith. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the person who pray in congregation, his prayer will be multiplied 25 times. Or it's equal to 25 prayer at home or in your office or in your suits. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said also, if you prefer wudu and you go to the masjid just to pray in the masjid, no other reason for you to go to the masjid just to perform the prayer in congregation. In Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for each step you will walk, Allah will raise you one station or one degree, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will erase one of your sins. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, until he will enter the masjid with no sins. And when he prays, and after he finished his prayer, and he sat in his place, the angels will be saying, "Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, put your mercy on him. Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, accept his repentance. Guide him to repent," until he will break his wudu or he will leave his place. And this hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim. Ata ibn Sa'ib said, "I entered the masjid and I saw Abdurrahman al-Sulami, one of the great imam among the tabi'een, dying in the masjid. He's in his last moments of his life. We told him, 'You are suffering and you are about to die. Can we carry you to your home so you die at your home in your bed with your family?' He said, 'No. Haven't you heard the Prophet ﷺ's hadith when he said, the angels will say to the person who is sitting in his place after he finishes a prayer, "Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, put your mercy on him. I want to receive that ajr." And he died, rahimahullah ta'ala, while he is in the masjid after he finished his prayer. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, radiallahu anhu wa rahimah, one of the great imams among the tabi'een also, said, 50 years, I never missed jama'ah. I never missed the prayer in congregation. That's why he said, I don't remember a single time the adhan was called and I'm not ready for the salat. I don't have my wudu or I'm not ready to go to the masjid. As a matter of fact, he said, for 40 years, I don't remember that I ever missed the first takbirah in the masjid. Al-Harith ibn Hassan, one of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, he got married. So he was seen in the Fajr, in the masjid, coming to the masjid. So the people like telling him, "You just got married last night. You're coming to the Fajr prayer?" He said, "Why not? Do you think marriage will prevent me from coming to the masjid? If a woman will prevent me, stop me from going to the masjid to pray, she's not a good woman. She's not a good wife." My brothers and sisters, Abdurrahman al-Sulami used to be carried while he's sick to the masjid just to pray in the masjid. He said once, one of the scholars, his name al-Shirazi, Abu Abdullah Muhammad al-Shirazi, he said once to his friends, "If one day you didn't see me in the masjid, you have to know I'm in the cemetery." You know what he means by that? Yani I'm dead already. The only thing will prevent me from coming to the masjid, death. Sa'id ibn Musayyib once was told, "There is somebody is out there trying to attack you or to kill you. So don't go to the masjid." He said, "How come? I hear, 'Hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-salah,' come to prayer, come to success, and stay home." In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever will hear the muadhin calling for adhan, I will not respond to the adhan, his salat will not be accepted unless he has an excuse." Unless he has an excuse. The person whose heart attached to the masjid, my brothers and sisters, a person who also liked to go to the masjid early. Not like some people said, "When is the iqama?" Yani he come just right at the iqama time. He doesn't try to come early to the masjid. Now if your heart attached to the masjid, you love to go there early as much as you can. إِذَا سَمِعْتَ النِّدَاءَ فَأَجِبْ. The Prophet ﷺ said, when you hear the adhan, respond. So you go early in the time. Al-A'mash, he was 70 years old. And he said, "I never ever missed takbiratul ihram. Takbiratul ihram." Ibrahim al-Taymi, one of the great tabi'een, also said, if you know someone who doesn't care about takbiratul ihram, the first takbirah, who doesn't care about it, he doesn't see any problem with missing it, he said, "اغسل يدك منه." He said, don't care about him. يعني don't care much, don't expect much from such person, Mujahid ibn Jabr, the great imam among the tabi'een, said, "I heard a man from the people who witnessed the battle of Badr telling his son, 'Did you come to the prayer today?' He said, 'Yes, I came to the prayer.' He said, 'Did you were able to make it before the first takbirah?' He said, 'No, I came after the first takbirah.' He said, 'What you were busy with?' He said, I was selling something. He said, Wallahi, if you were able to gain wealth as much as the weight of the service, and he gained gold as much as the weight of this earth, it's not equal to the good that you miss or the reward that you miss by missing takbiratul ihram, the first takbirah. This is a heart which is attached to the masjid. If your heart attached to the masjid also, you will be among those people who stay in the masjid waiting for the next salat. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever stay in the masjid waiting for the next salat, he said, he will live in good, عاش بخير, and he will die in good, and he will come in the day of judgment as if he's a newborn, has no sin. Only by staying in the masjid waiting from one salat to another. But don't think that means that you don't go to your job, that you don't spend time with your family. It means that sometimes you do that, like between Maghrib and Isha, or maybe that in the weekend you do this sometimes. A person, his heart attached to the masjid, will love to stay in the masjid, will love to stay in the masjid. Not like some people, whenever the salah is finished, he just rush out the masjid. He can't wait until the sheikh said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Then he's among the first people to leave and to exit as if he's in a jail. Nasallahu al-afiyah. The person whose heart attached to the masjid, they love to stay in the masjid, to make i'tikaf in the masjid. You know, Abdullah ibn Zubair used to be called the pigeon of the masjid. Yeah, and he's always in the masjid like the pigeon, stay in the masjid. Al-Rabi' ibn Khuthaym, also one of the great tabi'een, one of the students of Ibn Mas'ud, he said, I swear by Allah, the voice of the voice I hear from the birds of the masjid, or the masjid's birds, more beloved to me than my wife's voice. But this not because he doesn't like his wife or his wife's voice is bad or terrible. No, he loves his wife. He cares about his wife. But he loves the masjid more. He loves to stay in the masjid more than anything else. This is the most beloved thing to him. My brothers and sisters, Hammad ibn Salama died in the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended his life in the masjid. And he said, one of the great imam, his name Abu Ishaq al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he said, once I missed the prayer in the masjid. He said, not much people or nobody came to ask or to tell me, I feel sorry that you missed the salat in the masjid, or you missed the congregation prayer today. He said, but if my son died, 100 or 1,000 people maybe come to my house, said, we're sorry that you lost your son. And he said, wallahi, missing a salat, a prayer in the masjid, is worse than losing one of my children. There is an old man in Ta'if. In these recent days, he loves to pray Isha in Mecca. He always traveled from Ta'if to Mecca to pray Isha. Every day, he became sick. He became sick. And the doctor said, you cannot travel. Anyway, he stopped. He was hospitalized for a while. And every day said, please let me go to the masjid. Please let me go to Mecca. Anyway, one day the doctor allowed him to do that. He told his son, we are going to pray in Mecca. They said, father, there is no time. He said, I don't care. We will pray, inshallah, Maghrib in Mecca. Anyway, he said, we travel all the way to Mecca. And when we reach Mecca, the prayer finished. My father led the prayer, his son saying, while he's reading, وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى until he reached مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Allah did not leave you away. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did not leave. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't leave for any reason because He hates you or He doesn't care about you. No, the next verse said, and Allah will give you until you will please. When he read this verse, he started crying. Then he made rukur, he made sujood, and he died in the spot. His heart attached the masjid. He missed the masjid, and he died in the masjid. If your heart attached to the masjid, you always like to keep the masjid clean. You will keep the masjid quiet place. You will not raise your voice in the masjid. You will care about the benefit of the masjid more than yourself. You will care about the stability of the masjid more than anything else. If you care about the masjid, you will respect the masjid. You will make your masjid a place where the da'wah will be spread around your neighbors. If you care and your heart attached to the masjid, you will always support the masjid financially, and you will support the masjid with your activity, being there, being an active member in your community. When the community surround around the masjid, and the masjid became the central of the interest of the community, it means that this community, those individuals, their heart attached to the masjid. So are we among those people? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those people whose hearts attached to the masjid. And with this, I'll leave you, and I will see you, inshallah, soon in the next episode. Bum, 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 bum